There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Stay one step ahead with Dubai Eye.
Download the IRN News Centre app now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Drive Live. More chances to win on the programme today. We're looking for more amusement. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Yeah, jokes are amusement.
Yeah, they are amusement, aren't they? It's Thursday and it's the weekend, so that means we should all be marching towards the weekend with lightness in our hearts.
Weekendy,
yeah. More frivolity. That's what we should be spreading. More happiness, good cheer and frivolity. So we'll try. That's part of this afternoon. However, we can't start that way, unfortunately. It's one of those stories today, I think. Danny Norton joins us. South Africans, Danny, working here in the UAE, may, we don't know this for sure yet, but may soon have to pay tax on their earnings back in South Africa. So you've been looking into this. Where do we start?
Well, it's quite a complicated one, as you might imagine. Anything to do with tax, really, I suppose, especially when it comes to cross-border tax, you might call it. Well, it's the Foreign Employment Income Exemption Bill over in South Africa. It's set to come into effect from the 1st of March 2020. And it basically proposes a modification of the current exemption for South Africans who are working abroad. And it basically means that they could be taxed on their foreign employment income, subject to any offset of foreign tax paid over in South Africa. Now, the way it currently works is that if, as a South African, you are working abroad, you wouldn't need to pay tax over in South Africa, provided you're out of the country for more than 183 days, including 60 consecutive days. But a little bit earlier on, I spoke to Neil Pistorius, who is an advisor at the law firm Sable International, and he told me about how this proposed change has come about.
The start of this year, in the budget speech, they decided they want to amend that and exclude people who are working abroad and not paying any tax in the country where they're working in. The latest proposal is that they will allow this exemption, but only up to an amount of 1 million rand. So in essence, any South African who's working abroad and earning in excess of that amount potentially has a tax liability in South Africa on their earnings.
So you mentioned 1 million rand there, and that works out at current kind of conversions to around about 262,000 dirhams. So, like you mentioned, it's not a huge amount when you think about international kind of, you know, wages, especially expats living abroad. It's not a massive amount, so it's likely to affect the majority of South Africans, you would imagine.
And Danny, is this definite? Because it sounds like it's something that might be passed already, or is it something that's coming?
Well, it's not actually been approved yet, but Neil is pretty confident about that. He said it's 99.9% likely to be basically implemented by March of 2020. They've set that date in order to give people time to prepare. That's basically what he's saying there. But the big question is, who will it really affect? And so that was a question that I did put to him as well. Basically, kind of, you know, if you're South African, do you need to be worried?
The ones that are still deemed to be resident in South Africa, either in the ordinary residence test or the physical presence, which is basically a time-based thing. The guys most likely to be caught is the ordinary residence ones, because South Africa deem you ordinary resident even if you live abroad in another country for years at a time. If South Africa is your ultimate home or the country you'd return to, they can deem you to be ordinary resident. Then you've really got to start looking closely at, you know, how this will affect you.
Neil also explained that it can also affect those who plan to return to South Africa in the long term, so say 5 years, 10 years, even more. Even if you're going to be out of the country for that amount of time, it could actually still affect you, because it is all to do with your residency status when it comes to South Africa as well. And he also said that the guys who essentially can't escape this tax are those who are on short-term contracts. So say if you're coming over to work in, for example, the UAE, it could be other countries around the world for example 6 months. There's not really going to be a way around it for you, but there are different options for other kind of people, maybe people who are here for the longer term, which is something that I did ask Neil about.
Look at the double taxation agreement that's been concluded between South Africa and the UAE. And there's very specific tests there that if you meet them, you'd be regarded as tax resident in the UAE as opposed to South Africa. And that's an ongoing test, effectively, that needs to be undertaken. You have to get certificates of tax residency and prove to the government that you comply with these tests. And it's, besides the administration nightmare, it costs a bit of money as well. I think that certificate's now 2,003 dirham, to be exact, just to obtain that. And that's something you have to do annually.
I mean, another option would be formal immigration for South Africans, but that's mainly in countries such as the UK, Australia and Portugal, but not really here in the UAE. But like Neil's just mentioned, the double taxation agreement between South Africa and the UAE, where you'd need to pass a number of different tests and it could actually be quite a complicated process, is potentially an option for you. So any South Africans listening, that could be something for you to look in there, but a long-term process certainly. And that was kind of part of the reason why it's maybe being brought in now. I mean, that's basically one of the questions to ask is, we're talking March 2020. It seems like a long way off, really. We're still in 2017. But why is it something that South Africans should care about right now?
Yes, it might be 2 years before this kicks in. But, you know, any processes you undertake takes time. If you're looking at something like immigrations, obtaining second citizenship programs, these things can take 6 months and longer. So the 2 years can go by fairly quickly, but it's important that you start structuring as soon as possible. So, you know, by the time March 2020 comes along, that your affairs are in order.
Danny,
it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're listening to this, you're from South Africa, we know plenty of people in our offices even, they're thinking, how is this going to affect me and what can we do? We know 2020 is really only around the corner. What can they do in advance of that?
Well, the main advice that's been given really is to find out first and foremost about your residency status, because if you're not deemed to still be a resident of South Africa, then it doesn't really affect you. But that's the key thing. And, you know, a lot of people might presume that they automatically aren't a resident of South Africa if they are now living in the UAE. They've been here for quite a few years, so that might not be the case. That's the first port of call for you. And then the second thing would be to get actual advice on this, because it's going to affect people in so many different ways. Obviously, it's going to vary according to how much you earn. I mean, the amount of tax that you'll pay, it's, you know, it's set at a threshold of 45%, but it's going to basically be a kind of slide rule, in essence, where obviously the higher earners are going to pay more, so it's going to impact you more. But even, you know, people who are kind of on the lower end of the spectrum, like I said, if you're over 1 million rand per annum, then it will affect you. So the key thing is to get advice there. And I know that there are seminars which are starting to be brought in over here as well. I know that Neil himself is going to be over speaking over here in Dubai next week at a seminar. So that's basically the advice, is to seek assistance on this one, find out about your residency status and take it from there. And also the main thing is to do it in good time as well, because the last thing you want is to get to March 2020 and suddenly find out that you need to be paying tax, or you maybe don't need to be paying tax, or maybe you're being charged for it back in South Africa because it's not being sorted beforehand.
So at current rates of exchange, which if you look at the million rand, it's something like 260,000 dirhams a year.
Yep.
So 20 to 23,000 dirhams a month is the level it's going to impact people. So, and you would think there are lots of professional people earning that kind of money from South Africa. So it does, it potentially could affect a lot of people.
Indeed, and just to reiterate, it doesn't really matter how long you've been, you know, you've been out of the country for. It's all to do with your status in South Africa. If you are planning to return to South Africa, if you still see it, you know, as your home, even if that's still your sole passport that you have, so that's the kind of thing that you need to be looking at.
All right, Danny Norton, down with, I was going to say glad tidings. They're not glad tidings, but let's see. March 2020.
Potentially expensive tidings.
Could be very expensive tidings. That's news today. We'll have more on that a little bit later. Danny, appreciate you coming in. Nice to see you.
Pleasure as ever.
All right, then it's 4:16 now. UAE Flag Day today. Do you like my scarf?
We've really gone for it today. Your scarf is nice. I've got a badge on and a red dress in homage to the flag.
It is. Well, it's being celebrated. I mean, I suppose being heralded today, it's kind of tomorrow as well. So it's kind of really two flag days, let's be honest.
Yeah,
so make the most
nice
of being able to hang your flag out if you want to. That's something else we'll be talking about a little bit more later. And we're giving away a number of things today. Barasti Beach Festival tickets. I think we've got four today. We've got something for you to listen to for that. Also tickets to go and see Russell Kane at Madinat Jumeirah.
And of course, it's the ultimate prize.
See, she can't even wait just to jump in.
Murder on the Orient Express.
All right then, have you got a question for that? We'll do that in a minute, I think.
Yes.
All right then, that's going to be on the way. In a few moments' time, ever fancied drag racing? If you have, we're going to give you a slightly sanitised, a slightly safer version. More to come.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.